my soul. Send a great revival in my soul. Let the Holy Spirit come and take control. Send a great revival in my soul.
We welcome you to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber, pastor of North Valley Baptist Church and president of Golden State Baptist College. From our studio in the heart of the Silicon Valley, Pastor Treiber joins you today for a special time of revival and encouragement. We pray you'll be blessed as you listen to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber.
Well, hello, good neighbor. Welcome to the broadcast on April the 6th. It's hard to believe we're in the month of April, second quarter of the year. I'm glad you're listening today. So delighted. You know, I never take it lightly that you listen across the nation, around the world. And whatever country you're in, whatever state you're in, I hope you're having a great day. This is the day the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in a mighty, unchangeable God. There's a good song. We'll have the group sing for us, and then we'll get shortly into the Bible study today.
Oh,
Well, yesterday was Easter. I just trust you had a great Easter. You know, I pray every year for the weather. We have some folks under snow at Easter, and then some are in the springtime. But I hope that you had a wonderful day. You know, years ago, I can remember talking to Jack Hiles about this 45, maybe almost 50 years ago. And he goes, no, he came in on after Easter. He goes, no, Easter Sunday is not really that big attendance in the Midwest these days. It's just not. But things have changed in America, and Easter has become a big celebration. And I'm so thankful for that. I'm thankful that people come once a year to church, twice a year, Christmas and Easter, whatever. And Mother's Day, I'm thankful they come. And many were saved yesterday as well. Jesus is coming soon. Here's a good song by the Quintet. Then we'll get into 1 John chapter 4, verse 7 through 11.
Troublesome times are here, filling men's hearts with fear. Freedom we all hold dear, now is at stake. To God, saved from the chastening rod, seek the way pilgrims trod, Christians awake. Jesus is coming soon, morning or night or noon, many will be there too. Trumpets will surely sound, all of the dead shall rise, righteous men in the skies, rising up in the skies, telling this world goodbye. Homeward we then shall fly, glory to share. Jesus is coming soon, morning or night or noon. Many will meet there too. Trumpets will surely sound. All of the dead shall rise. Righteous men in the skies. Trumpets will surely sound. All of the dead shall rise. Righteous men in the skies. Going where no one dies. Heavenward bound. Heavenward bound.
Why can't we just love one another? I don't understand. My dear preacher friends, so many of them are going through deacons' problems. Deacons, your problem, your pastor's not your problem. You're supposed to love your pastor. I'm just shocked. I've got so many pastors that are battling staff members. You pay this person, or you've had to let this person go, and then the war begins. What are you thinking? Look at what the Bible says in chapter 4. By the way, in the book of 1 John, there's five chapters. 50 times it says to love, but 30 times in just chapter 4 alone. Beloved, there's the first one. Let us love, there's the second one. One another, for love, third one, is of God. Everyone that loveth, fourth one, knoweth God. And look, if you don't love the children of God, this stuff of getting on the internet and spreading gossip and lies, oh, we've had so much of that in our history of our church. You know, well, Treber covers, I have called the police on every situation for 50 years within the hour. Hey, he's covering something. Or I hire a pastor who's been somewhere. Well, he's covering sin. I'm not covering sin. A man commits adultery. I'm not going to hire him. I'm going to love him. I'm going to help him. He can be a member here. He's not coming on my staff. Beloved, let's love one another. Some of you guys ought to, I'm talking about you guys that, hey, I know I'm on Hiles Anderson. I'm talking about you, Hiles Anderson. I'm talking about Golden State graduates. I'm talking about Commonwealth graduates. I'm talking about Heartland graduates. I'm talking about whatever graduates, whatever schools, Providence Baptist. I'm talking about all you schools. You went to Bible college and now you're the biggest gossip. Love is the key. He that loveth not knoweth not God. That's very clear. God is love. For this was manifested the love of God toward us, because that God sent his only begotten Son into the world, whom we through him might be saved. Herein is love, not that God, that we loved God, but that he loved us. Beloved, if God so loved us, we ought to love one another. End of discussion. Deacons, you're out of order. You're fighting your pastor on everything. He's trying to keep the church straight and fundamental and separated and godly and holy. And all of a sudden, well, I tell you what, we don't believe in that. We believe in blended worship. We believe in contemporary worship. Then go, every church in town has, I was going to say 10 for one. Every church in town has almost every church compromising. You might find one that doesn't. They all want the contemporary church. They all want the contemporary music. Go there if that's what you're looking for. But don't be fighting your pastor. Deacons, I've been 50 years in deacons. I've never had a deacon's problem. I've got I have 44 deacons. Those men are men of God. I thank God for them. They love God. They drive the buses. They teach the Sunday school classes. They sing in the choir. They serve as ushers. They serve in every single one of them serve God. I thank God for them. Where do you come off that you're the judge and jury? And why some of you don't even tell the pastor, but you go behind his back and you're fighting him. What are you, staff members? You're being paid. I worked for two pastors. I have never said one thing against either pastor. I've never said a word against them. That's not my job. They're one's in his 80, mid-80s. The other one's passed away. I've never said a word against them. Never. I'm not going to attack them. I'm not going to criticize them. I'm not going to criticize one thing. It's not my business to criticize. And it's not your business either to attack the work of God. I think of pastors, and every pastor I know, they're trying. They love the Lord. And by the way, if your pastor messes up, well, he needs to resign. But you don't need to go. You don't need to spread it. I found that out in 1956. We lost a pastor for immorality. That was about 1996 I found out. I asked my dad, why didn't you ever tell me? He goes, it was none of your business, son. Our Father, help us to love the brethren, to love the people of God. And Lord, for those that are not loving today, they're antagonistic, they're critical, they're attacking. God, stop their mouths this day is my prayer. In Jesus' precious name, amen.
Thank you for listening to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber, pastor of North Valley Baptist Church and president of Golden State Baptist College in Santa Clara, California. We invite you to join us each weekday. If you enjoy this broadcast, we would love to hear from you. Email us at revivaltime@nvbc.org. That was one word, revivaltime@nvbc.org. For archived broadcast and many other resources, visit our website at nvbc.org. Once again, thank you for joining us today for Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber.
Let the Holy Spirit come and take control. Send a great revival in my soul.